Turn on, tune in, read more, and discover a world of stories. Sponsored by National Book Tokens. Hello there, and welcome to a World of Stories online podcast series. My name is Stephen Butler, and I have the very lovely task of guiding you through this big celebration of books. And today we have got some high drama for you, because we are talking about How I Live Now by Meg Rosoff. It was the winner of the Guardian Children's Fiction Prize, and it's a real stonking adventure if you're in the mood for a bit of drama. The tale is told in the voice of Daisy, a precocious New Yorker sent away for the summer to live in the English countryside with cousins she's never met. Here, Amber Seeley reads from How I Live Now by Meg Rosoff about Daisy's first encounter with her cousin Edmund after she lands on English soil.
My name is Elizabeth, but no one's ever called me that. My father took one look at me when I was born and must have thought I had the face of someone dignified and sad, like an old-fashioned queen or a dead person. But what I turned out like is plain. Not much there to notice. Even my life so far has been plain. More Daisy than Elizabeth from the word go. But the summer I went to England to stay with my cousins, everything changed. Part of that was because of the war, which supposedly changed lots of things. But I can't remember much about life before the war anyway, so it doesn't count in my book, which this is. Mostly everything changed because of Edmund. And so, here's what happened. I'm coming off this plane, and I'll tell you why that is later, and landing at London Airport, and I'm looking around for a middle-aged kind of woman who I've seen in pictures, who's my Aunt Pen. I'm looking and looking, and everyone's leaving, and I'm thinking, oh great, I'm going to be abandoned at the airport, so that's two countries they don't want me in. When I notice everyone's gone except this kid, who comes up to me and says, "You must be Daisy." And when I look relieved, he does too, and says, "I'm Edmund." "Hello, Edmund," I said, "nice to meet you." And I look at him hard to try to get a feel for what my new life with my cousins might be like. Now, let me tell you what he looks like, because it's not exactly what you'd expect from your average 14-year-old, what with the cigarette and hair that looked like he cut it himself with a hatchet in the night. But aside from that, he's exactly like some kind of mutt. You know, the ones you see at the dog shelter who are kind of hopeful and sweet and put their nose straight into your hand with a certain kind of dignity, and you know from that second that you're going to take him home? Well, that's him. Only he took me home. "I'll take your bag," he said, and even though he's about half a mile shorter than me and has arms about as thick as a dog leg, he grabs my bag, and I say, "Where's your mom? Is she in the car?" And he smiles and takes a drag on his cigarette, which even though I know smoking kills and all that, I think is a little bit cool. Anyway, he says, "Mum couldn't come to the airport because she's working, and everyone else seemed to be somewhere else, so I drove here myself." I looked at him funny then. "You drove here yourself? You drove here yourself? Yeah, well, and I'm the Duchess of Panama's private secretary." And then he gave a little dog shelter dog kind of tilt of his head, and he pointed at a falling apart black Jeep, and he opened the door by reaching in through the window and threw my bag in the back and then said, "Get in, Cousin Daisy." And there was nothing else I could think of to do, so I got in. I'm still trying to get my head around all this, when instead of following the signs that say exit, he turns the car up onto this grass and then drives across to a sign that says, "Do not enter." And of course he enters, and then he jogs left across a ditch, and suddenly we're out on the highway. "Can you believe they charge £13.50 just to park there for an hour?" he says to me. Well, to be fair, there is no way I'm believing any of this. Being driven along on the wrong side of the road by this skinny kid dragging on a cigarette. And let's face it, who wouldn't be thinking what a weird place England is? And then he looked at me again in his funny, doggy way, and he said, "You'll get used to it." Which was strange, too, because I hadn't said anything out loud.
And there we have it. That was How I Live Now by Meg Rozoff. Now, hopefully you'll be inspired to head down to your local bookshop or your local library to read a little bit more of this absolutely brilliant adventure. But before you do, why don't you head to www.worldbookday.com, where you can hear all of the other podcasts that recommend an absolute ton of different stories. And I know that one of them will be absolutely perfect for you. So I hope you have a lot of fun exploring all these wonderful books by absolutely brilliant authors and illustrators.
Double B A, J A double B A.